Strike, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Conrad's. It says so up on the wall. I've got the seafood seasoning here. We're going to have a great conversation with Tony and Andrea about the business. Everybody's past the Conrad somewhere, whether it's the market over on Joppa Road or up in Abingdon. We're here at Perry Hall today, the hall. I am halfway through my crab cake. I haven't been able to finish it because I've been talking to people. It's like old home week. It's like a real bar in here. It's like a happy... It's a guy wearing a Mets jersey in here. It's crazy. I have shouted out part of the Baltimore Crab Cake Tour and Baltimore Positive, and Bill Cole was such a huge part of this, who's been in the last couple segments. Was trying to bring people together and tell stories. And my wife was diagnosed with cancer back in 2014. We started to do things for There Goes My Hero. And I said, we're going to tell stories. So I've thrown it out to the cosmos that anybody who has a great story to tell and wants to inspire people to give me a call. Well, this guy did that. John Wyman's here. I don't know much about you. I used to just take phone calls from anybody, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So letting anybody on the radio is not really outside the purview of what I do. It is good to see you. You are a transplant survivor.
Yeah, and you
have a story to share, and you, I guess, listen to my show and know that I've been telling stories like this for a long time, but your story is clearly compelling. You're still here
with us, right?
Yeah, against all odds, right?
Yeah, I'm a liver transplant thriver.
And that's what liver transplant. I've talked about kidney transplants. I've had folks from the National Kidney Foundation. They're doing their Sante event in 2 weeks. So had a young boxer on this week that everybody should go check out at Baltimore Positive. The bone marrow transplant, I told people this story last week. I don't talk about it a whole lot anymore. People will ask. And I told the story about when the doctors came in and said, you need a bone marrow transplant. I literally thought they were going to cut her open every bone in her body, and it was like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre thing in my mind. I didn't even know what a bone marrow transplant was. I've come a little ways from that. I've never really thought about a liver transplant, right? Like, so this is a... Talk to me, John.
Sure,
tell me about
all right,
this.
All right, I'll get going. 16 years ago, I had some stomach pain, and, you know, to be completely honest, it was about drinking.
Right on.
I drank too much. And it took me 45 minutes to walk to my car that was in a parking lot.
Right on.
And so I'm like, there's a stomach ache. Something's going on here. I went to St. Joe's, and they sat me down and started testing me. And after 4 hours, they came in. The doctor came in and said, look, John, you're in complete liver failure. You keep doing what you're doing, you'll be dead in 2 months. And I said, okay, I'll stop. And I stopped immediately. I walked out of the hospital. At the time, I had no insurance. And I was like, what do I do? And my mom had lymphoma, and she had an incredible battle. She was also, a little trivia for you, she was one of the original Nike posters.
Oh, nice.
I'll send you a picture of it.
So. 70s?
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
So, great story. But
this is in 2005, 6 range with you?
Yeah, it's been 16 years.
All right.
16 years, yeah.
I always ask when it was because I always think about where was I in life. You know, we're all on a journey,
sure.
You know, where you were. So go.
Yeah, so I walked out, and I'm walking, you know, to my car, and I'm like, what do I do? And I thought, well, you know what? If I can be half as strong as my mom, I'll be okay. And
that you're going to fight. You decide.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't be standing here right now if you were fighting, right?
Yeah. I mean,
literally, right?
So, yeah.
My wife had to make a decision when she's sitting there and they're chemoing her up. Like,
love it.
You're going to fight? You're going to fight.
Yeah,
right?
And
let's
I
go.
Fought. And I, it took me 2 years to get seen by a transplant team. Hopkins wouldn't see me.
Okay.
The reason they wouldn't is they were on probation for failed transplants.
Okay.
And to their credit, they took too many people. And what you learn very early on...
If they can't save you, it's a failure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once you're listed, it's bad. You got to live. You got to live. Once they list you, they got to be convinced you're going to do the work. And I went to Penn in Philly, and Dr. Shaked sat in front of 12 doctors, and he said, all right, John, you messed up your liver. Why should we give you one?
Wow, wow, wow.
And I I guaranteed him I was going to make it to that table.
They interview you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And keep in mind, I was there for alcohol. There was an alcohol
self-inflicted
counselor.
Right? Yes.
Alcohol counselor there. And I guaranteed them I was going to make it to that table. And after that, Dr. Shaked, it's your job. And he said something that he said, look, John, you know, I've been looking around the room as you were talking. And literally everyone nodded, we want you.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm in. I want it. And
it's always nice when a doctor says we're going to try to save your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in those meetings.
Yeah.
I've been in those meetings.
It's great. So, you know, I was like, okay. You know, and I got it usually takes 6 months for them to make a decision. And they listed me immediately. So I waited 14 years. There's something called the MELD score, which goes from 6 to 40. 6, you're sick, but you're fine. 40, you're dead.
Right on.
And I initially was a 22. Now, in Maryland, you got to be somewhere around 28. Steve Jobs went to Tennessee because it was a 15. There's a benefit of the lower number.
How many people are waiting for a transplant, a kidney transplant?
Oh, liver.
Liver transplant.
Yeah. I honestly don't know a number, but I do know the average wait is 145 days. I waited 14 years.
How do you make it 14 years waiting?
Healthy.
Getting healthy?
Yeah, yeah. I was actually taken off the transplant list because I was too healthy. My MELD was a 7, and it was for 2 years.
So changing diet, changing like all of that. Run me through what the doctors did for you.
Immediately I stopped drinking.
Okay.
I started eating healthy. I exercised. And keep in mind, your liver is the main source of your strength. I played football, basketball, all that, and I couldn't shoot a free throw because I couldn't reach. I was
reaching.
That weak.
Sure, okay.
I was that weak that I couldn't do it. And
this is in 6 at the time.
I was about 11 or 12.
No, I'm 2006.
Oh, yeah, 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, it was bad.
And so when did your transplant happen?
June 1st, 2 years ago.
So it's just been 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you... If you were falling off the list because you were getting healthier,
yeah.
How did this miracle happen for you 2 years ago?
Well, what happened was I was fine. Now, through the 14 years of waiting, I had 2 strokes. One, I was on life support for 5 days. Seizures, where I flatlined twice. Had 4,000 pounds of fluid drained from my body. 50 pounds every 2 weeks. It's called ascites.
What does the liver do? What is the functionality of the liver?
The liver basically cleans all the toxins from your body. So if you're drinking, it takes the alcohol.
Right.
Detoxifies it. And so cirrhosis took me a few years to understand what it is. Scar tissue. That's what cirrhosis is. So scars don't heal. They're forever. So it blocks. So as the blood goes through to detoxify, it can't go. And so I always use the example, it's like a toll booth.
Then you become toxic.
Yes.
Yes.
And
okay.
Ammonia goes to the brain, and that's not fun. That's called hepatic encephalopathy, where you hallucinate. I was talking to my sister one day, and Abraham Lincoln came knocking on my door.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good to see him.
So this went on for a decade, or did you get better?
I would get better, but I would have unpredictable episodes.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Yeah. The main stroke I had, we had just settled and bought a house on Back River, and everything was fine, and life was good, and one day I had a stroke, obviously didn't know it, and my wife found me in a pool of blood. I was there for 5 hours. They carried me out and put me on the helicopter from Essex Sky Park to shock trauma.
You're a miracle, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like to meet miracles. John Wyman's here. He is a a liver transplant survivor. I've asked for great stories and miracles, and I think you probably followed something with my wife and throwing stuff over and say. So 2 years ago, what happens for you? A donor appears?
Okay. Well, no. What happened was my MELD score skyrocketed. I had 3 surgeries in the month of May.
So you became risk.
I got sick.
Okay.
Fast.
Okay.
My liver said, we're
this
done.
Is during COVID.
Oh, yeah. Height of COVID.
Oh, wow.
And the Philly riots.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I was there alone. Sherry couldn't come. I was not. No one was allowed to be there.
You were at a Philadelphia hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at Penn in Philly, and no one could. I couldn't have visitors. So They came in 10 o'clock, I think it was a Tuesday night, and said, John, we have a donor, and we're 100% confident.
100%?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And I said, good, let's do this. I was 100% confident, too. And the next morning, they did the operation. But I'll tell you, that night before, I coached kids football and stuff like that
nice.
In Cockeysville, and started coaching kids at 7. And here this kid calls me. He's 30 years old. I'm like, Mark, what's wrong, man? And he goes, Coach John, I just don't want you to die. I'm like, Mark, I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right? I'm not dying from this. And we're outside the operating room. I'm on the stretcher. And Dr. Chiquette comes walking by. And I couldn't believe this. I said, hey, Dr. Chiquette, you remember what I said? And he goes, yeah, John, I remember. It's my turn now. 14 years later, he remembered that I guaranteed him I was making it. So I was like, this is going to be good. And in the operating room, that was tough. I went in and
This is all real, 2 years ago. This is close, right?
Oh, yeah. And I went in and I kind of think it was like a rock concert. You have the opening acts, and it's the anesthesiologists and all that. And they're like, hey, John, man, what do you want to hear? And you and I are both big Bruce fans.
Oh, you got some Springsteen.
Yeah, so it's a Thunder Road, and we're all singing Thunder Road, and this is fun. And then they said, well, what do you want to hear next? And I said, Born to Run. And I broke down and cried like a baby. And the reason is my high school quote was the first verse of Born to Run.
Oh.
Which included, oh, baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap.
Suicide rap.
Yeah. Well, that's when I started drinking. So I was like, oh, my God. And
so you haven't had a drink in 16 years.
Yeah, I just stopped.
I found embarrassed. You walked and said hello. I said, get a drink. I'll meet you in 40 minutes. You're like, I don't drink.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I literally, what happened was.
Well, both my parents had drinking problems. So, and my mother certainly lost her life from it in the end. My maternal mother. So the cirrhosis of the liver thing is something that, you hear about is that'll happen to you if you drink too much. And here's your proof, right?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And the scary part about it is when I do public speaking about this, people always ask me that question, how much did you drink? And you don't like my answer.
Right.
My answer is, however much I drank, my body said it was too much because you don't know. I have friends of mine that are still drinking, and they drank more than me, and they're fine.
Right.
I wasn't.
Right.
So that was tough. But,
so 2 years ago, you got Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And how long was your procedure?
18 hours.
Wow.
No, we're not done yet. I had a 6-hour break, and I was bleeding internally. They went back in for another 6. And I'll show you something here. I want to show you. That's my old one.
Wow. Can't really look at that.
I understand. So,
your donor, tell me about this part of the story.
I'm glad you're bringing that up. That part's real hard. And the reason it's hard is someone had to die.
Of course.
For me to live. And
I've had Rod Carew on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man's heart that's in him, his parents. I've had them on the set.
We're
5 weeks away from meeting the guy again who saved my wife's life, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to meet the person that saved your life, right?
I won't, but I'm in the process. See, one of the things is I wanted to wait. By the way, they found cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, when they took out my liver. And their words, we think we got it all. And every year, a couple times a year, I have to get tested.
Sure.
And so far, it's been good. But I really don't care if I have it because I'll beat it.
Right on.
I have no doubt in my mind. So I wanted to make sure I was okay. And about a month ago, I went back to Penn for the first time. And 20 miles away, I could see the marker in my head. Every time I'd see that marker and go there, I always thought, this is the place I'm going to go one day to die. And I would start shaking. And this time, I started screaming, I did it! I did it! Yes! And it was amazing. And I went in the waiting room, which was an incredible place. I loved it. And there's a guy that were there really sick. And I'm like, man, you can do this. And you can do it. And I believe he can. And I'm staying in touch with him.
Well, good, man. So, look, man, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Give me an inspiring story to start my weekend here in spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the, you know, Kentucky Derby weekend. I'll remember you, John.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do? Like, you still got your kids and, like, all that?
Well, I this will surprise you. I'm one of the highest-rated marriage counselors in the country.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. We run in the same circles.
Nice. All right.
without saying names, I'm known throughout the country.
Nice.
And the reason is I don't do the 50-minute thing where, oh, Nestor, you're saying something important right now? Really? I need your credit card. Let's go.
Right.
I charge per session, not per hour.
Right on.
And I don't care how long it goes. And in between sessions, you can call me anytime you want.
Well, I would think during COVID here, you know, on the backside of this,
yeah,
there's certainly some counseling that probably needs to be. Everybody's life's changed.
Yeah,
you know, these
exactly.
Last days, including yours.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Congratulations
Thank
on your
you,
success, man.
Thank you.
John Wyman here. He is local, a listener, and a miracle, literally a miracle here. And I'm going to talk kidney transplants next week, had liver transplant this week, and then I'm going to bring my wife on next month. We're going to talk about bone marrow transplants as well with my man, Eric Sauer, and our friends at There Goes My Hero. Anywhere to donate or like an organization you want to tell people about?
Who's I'd just like to thank Penn.
All right.
They were incredible. I was out in 7 days, needed no pain medicine.
Well, the man who saved my wife's life, the doctor that saved my wife's life, left Hopkins to go work at Penn. So he's up at Penn right now. So, we're still very much in touch with him. You know, you don't forget the doctor that saved your life.
Yeah.
I know that about that.
Yeah.
All right, we're out of comrades. I'm going to give you a did I give you a Maryland Lottery ticket already?
No, but
I have not given you. I'm going to give you a blue one. How about that?
Well,
Betty Boop scratch-off tickets, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. We're going to hear Tony and Andrea's story from comrades in our conclusion here, and I'm going to finish my crab cake. I swear I'm going to do this. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as Goodwill and our pals, our new pals at Window Nation. I'll be telling you about 2-for-1 windows and all that good stuff. We're comrades. One more segment left. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, inspiring you and talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.